September 18th, 2019. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, "Children, guard well the harbors of truth within your own hearts." This is the way Satan promotes his agenda, by the compromise of truth in hearts. The unspiritual man does not look for, nor does he recognize, Satan's port of entry. There are myriads of souls under attack today who do not even know it. Stay close to your guardian angel who seeks your welfare, your salvation, in every present moment. Just as there are millions of misguided souls in the world today, there are as many angels in the world fighting for righteousness in hearts. Pray to your angels and seek their help in making decisions. Hearts that are vessels of peace are in accord with my will. These are the ones who choose wisely and do not allow themselves to choose unwisely. The evil one does not want any heart to be at peace. Therefore, realize where there is confusion and distraction, you are battling Satan. This is how Satan most often opposes my plans. The angel of peace, Ezekiel, oversees this property. You can feel his presence here. He will help all who come here to find the truth in their lives. A note is given to read Hebrews chapter 2, 1 through 3. Therefore, we must pay the closer attention to what we have heard, lest we drift away from it. For if the message declared by angels was valid, and every transgression or disobedience received a just retribution, how shall we escape if we neglect such a great salvation? It was declared at first by the Lord, and it was attested to us by those who heard him. Another note is given to read Hebrews chapter 3, 12 through 13. Take care, brethren, lest there be in any of you an evil, unbelieving heart, leading you to fall away from the living God. But exhort one another every day, as long as it is called today, that none of you may be hardened by the deceitfulness of sin. Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father.